Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Dan Morrison.
And I'm Kate Campbell.
And here we are.
Hello,
I'm back. We made it to week two. We've seen each other a lot in the
I feel like, honestly, I've seen you, I wanted to say every second day, but I feel it's actually every day.
Yeah.
How good.
We saw each other last night.
Last night.
Saw a film that I think, Oscar buzz, maybe.
I'm calling it. Saw, what number is it? 10?
Saw X.
Oh my God. I actually loved it.
I haven't watched a film like that in the longest of times, like as in full gore
Me
shit
either.
Going down. Like the closest thing I get to that is like a scream, like the recent screams. I'm like, that's just like stab, stab kind of thing.
And like, but certainly not at a cinema either.
Yeah.
I was clearly, it's like I forgot what it had to be like to be around other people.
Yeah.
I was a very vocal gal.
I don't know if I ever seen a movie with you in a theater? Probably. Maybe not.
Maybe I feel like I actually, yes, I reckon.
But not a horror.
Not a horror.
That was an experience. Yeah, you're
you know, actually the best part.
Regina Hall in a scary movie.
You know, the best part about that actually is my absolute gripe with Adrian is how vocal he is when we watch anything. You can't even get 10, 30 seconds into a show and he pauses it to talk.
Great.
Constant pause, talk. And I'm like, just let it keep going.
He can do audio commentary.
That's
like,
what
like,
I say,
like a DVD special, just keep
just
going
chat
with it.
Over it. So I became him.
Yeah.
All out was so, like, it was a wild ride. I just, the first.
What do you say?
You know, the
one of the first traps.
Traps. That's what it was. I was like, what do they call
games?
Games. Sorry, yeah, because he's like, what does he say? You've got to play a game. Is that in that movie or is that another movie?
We're paying a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so sorry for Becca's wig. In that film.
Could they have, like, thrown her a bone and given her an... Like, did she have that hair? I don't remember because for what reason have they given her that cheap,
that wig.
Terrible wig in that movie?
For anyone who hasn't seen Saw or the Saw films,
yeah.
The female gal... I should know this actress's name, but
don't
she's
know.
Just Becca. The white girl from Becca is... in the Saw films.
Yeah.
And this one's apparently between number
one and two
of the original.
Yeah.
And so they've made her... Well, they haven't done anything to de-age her. They've just...
they've given her this weird
they've
bowl
slapped
haircut.
On a Party City wig. And it's just like she looks... And a bowl cut or something.
It's
and you're like, okay.
Bowl cut.
We're just going to accept that.
But otherwise, it's like... It's actually so fun. Even though, like, if it's like terrifying. Like, it's... You're screaming the whole time. But I actually had fun watching that.
Yeah.
Am I, like, maybe I'm sick, but, like, I just love that.
But I love an experience where you feel alive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? As in, like, because I don't usually watch that kind of film. And I hadn't seen it in so long that I forgot, like, I could be, like... I remember one point, I don't know why, I just, like, put my fingers in my ears.
Did
I was just,
you?
Yeah, I went, ooh, and
oh,
I just went, like,
oh, look. Yeah,
I was hearing a sound, I went, oh, and I said, oh, and I actually took my fingers out straight away and I went, what are you doing? I was like, obviously I can still hear, like, what the fuck is that reaction?
Yes.
But it was a lot.
But because it is, you're like, so like, oh my God, like actually physically reacting because it is so full on.
Yeah. Not giving too much away, but there is a sore off of a ligament.
Ligament.
That is just
shock.
That just was one of the first ones. And we went, ooh, this is a lot.
Screaming.
I had to pop back out for another little drink after that one. I went, ooh, I said, this is going
to
be.
I said, I've got to go.
Ready. I've got to go.
I've just seen.
Grabbed a little
bone
ginger
marrow.
Beer. Yeah. Yeah. That was.
That was
ooh.
A lot.
Ooh.
But
I had a lovely time.
I had a stunning night. I had my little Magnum and it was great.
The other times I feel alive like that is if you ever go to like a stand-up show
and
someone is bombing.
Oh my
And you
God,
know how there's just like the silence in the room. As much as I hate that feeling and I'm like, ooh, it makes
feel
me feel like gross.
Yeah.
I'm also like never feel more in my body than like that moment.
Yeah, because it's that like physically ill thing like, oh my God, this is so bad. And your body is just like, yeah.
Insane.
I love that feeling though.
Yeah. How many stars do you give the film?
I give it out of 5.
Yeah, sure.
3.
Yeah.
I loved it.
3.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Good time.
The first one I've watched since I want to say like 5 or something. I had to dip out at one point back in the day. I went, this is no good.
No, and it was good that you didn't need to not, like, you really only needed to see those first good two for this. So I was like, oh, great. This is exactly where I've left off.
This is all I can remember.
It was good.
Stunning time.
Loved it.
Now, well, news I didn't want to see too much of, but you've done a full deep dive on this.
Yeah.
Did we say Jada? Jada Pinkett Smith?
I said Jada Pinkett Smith, yeah.
Shit.
Oh, the way I have been eating this up, I've done the full... Well, already I was getting fed the Today Show interviews because she's done obviously the full memoir,
mm-hmm.
but then she's doing the press tour along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the full... On Monday night, did the full two-hour Armchair Expert episode with her on it. I am fully, I reckon previously before this, I was unsure about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in on her.
In what respect?
I think that she's like amazing. She's made the right decision. I think Will Smith is the kind of, I feel like we were all under the guise that he was, what are the words? Like he's the hero here and we've actually just been shitting on her the whole time. She's great.
Oh, wow. I'm going to...
You totally disagree.
I am on the other side. Not.
Oh, my God, no.
Don't care for Will either.
No.
But I've resided with the fact that they're both mental.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I'm at. And this past week has only just reinforced that.
All of that. No, see, I...
Oh, wow. Sorry, I thought this was going to go...
I'm sorry. No, I'm all in. Learning more about her childhood and her trauma and who she is. She's got these crazy stories. She used to be like a full-on dealer when she was a child and was like held by a gunpoint. Has this? I don't know whether I've actually just been like bought into her life story of it all. But I'm here for the memoir. But I'm not here for that they lied for the past 7 years.
That's
the craziest part.
They've been separated.
They've been separated the entire time. And where it all went wrong is what she says is when that, you know, the red table talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she brought up the entanglement thing.
What was that again?
That she'd had a relationship with a guy who was... I don't know, in his 20s, and he was a family friend.
Okay. While they were married.
Well, no. So they were actually separated at this point, but publicly everyone thought they were married, and it was getting reported on, and they were actually already split up.
Mm.
But right before doing the red table talk, Will Smith, and she said this in this podcast, Will Smith was like, no, I'm not willing to be like that. We're not together. So we need to kind of like reposition this. And she said she walked into that room for that record and he was different. He had a whole different vibe. And she was like, okay, I'm taking one for the team here.
Okay.
And then they had to like kind of reposition the narrative that they're still together. She was caught in an entanglement and then they've just been lying they haven't lived together for the past 7 years, are not together. They don't live in the same house. Nothing is together. But they've been going along with the story the whole time.
As a people, do you think everyone gives a shit enough about them to keep up this ruse for like that long?
I know. I don't know.
I don't think anyone cares.
No one actually cares. He doesn't
have good films anymore.
No. I don't know why.
All I know she does was the red table talk.
She was supposed to say it's all about being codependent and that she felt like she had to do it for him. And I was like, oh.
For him?
Yeah, for him. Yeah.
They could have divorced. He could have just started dating some like hot new thing. And then just like, that'd be it.
They
like,
have some weird thing though, where they don't have a prenup. She said that there's no prenup. So, but she said, I'm not signing a prenup or something. So then we'll never get divorced or something. I think that was the thing. So her whole thing is now they're not going to get divorced and they might move it back in together.
That annoys me.
I went deep, but I was actually loving her. I didn't think I would.
Okay, well, the thing,
yeah,
the quote or the story that's come out this week that I was like, no, she's no good.
Yeah.
When she thought she was pregnant after they just had sex.
Okay.
And so,
that part was crazy. Yeah. That is actually crazy.
That was mental to me.
And then she was like, he was like getting her to jump around or something.
And then she started like crying and they literally, like from my understanding, just had sex.
Totally.
And she was like, oh, I'm pregnant.
That's crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. she sounds really full on. She's done all these crazy things, has done like heaps of MDMA therapy and like that ayahuasca, and is very at one and living her kind of truth.
Would you do MDMA therapy?
I don't know. I feel like I would be too scared with all of that. I just think I'm too scared.
I would be so scared if I like said something out loud.
That's what I, yes, thing. That would be me. I just would.
Don't speak. I want to go mute during the.
I'm way too therapy. Like two people pleaser. I'd be like, oh my God, don't.
Chatty chatty.
Don't crumble. Yes. Oh.
Wait. Oh, actually, the one thing I did want to mention, go Sophia Bush dating a.
Yeah.
Female soccer player.
Good for her. Love
getting
that
divorced,
for her.
Getting out there. I was a big One Tree Hill girl back in the day.
Oh
so,
my God, yes.
So anytime I see a little headline pop up with.
Oh, I love her. There, I'm like, great. I really love her voice. She's like, that's so like kind of raspy and deep the way she speaks now. I don't know why her voice has changed in her old age. Not old age.
Terribly young.
Older age. I love her. She's so chic.
She needed something to do after Good Sam, I guess. So
I don't know what Good Sam is. What is that?
It's like a one season wonder, like a CBS doctor show. Yeah.
Of course, so she thrives.
I'm glad she's thriving outside of that world now.
Love for that her. For her. Yeah.
Go Sophia.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about our girls?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Like before the dinner and stuff, not a lot happened, but I'm like enjoying the show. You know what I mean? Like, as in, like, there's not.
It's actually just like fun. It's just like, oh, this is just like a nice show. It's not. You mean like it's not intense?
Yeah, it's as in like it's not like Mental, which I like. Of course, I love Mental.
Yeah,
but I'm also getting very like. US vibes where it's just like watch them live their lives for a bit and then but then it still has a good Housewives energy at the end of the episodes, which they used to do. So it's got a good mix.
I agree. No, I'm on the same. I really like the pacing. I like that we're learning more about them. I feel like, oh, okay, I'm on for the ride of who these gals are, which is really good. It's not just like, the fighting to fight.
Yeah. The music is still giving me
Selling Sunset. The girls, we're here to stay.
The first song was like, you know I'm screaming, fabulous. I was just like, get fucked.
Stop. And this, because since we talked about that last week, I'm like, there is actually so much music in this. Like every shot.
Every transition. So it's
bam,
like,
bam, 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 bam. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
It's a great sound mix. Love it.
Love it.
I don't mean to jump around, but I just want to go straight to Kate's date.
Oh my God. Well, the red flags were when he walked in, like the sleeves were rolled up and I'd loved her face instantly. It was like, no, get me out of here. I would have said the same.
And he like brought up like Joe Rogan within like 2 seconds.
That's
as well.
When I was like, no.
It's also him just like having a mocktail on the day because he was going to the PT in the morning.
PT at 6 a.m. She was like, me too. Like, what are you doing? You can't have one drink.
Can you imagine? Especially on camera, you know what I mean? Like sitting there at the overlook, like,
yes,
just having a drink there. The cocktails there cost like $30
so
a pop.
They're insane. Yes.
Yeah, I've had like one drink and I'm like, that's fine, and then I'll get out of here now.
I've got to go. I thought that was when he wasn't having a drink, but then I was like, is he not having a drink to not be like a mess on camera?
Yeah, well, because he was a mess without even.
And he just kept talking and saying all of these crazy things. And the ice, of course, he does ice baths. Of course, he does the breathing. Oh.
When he said, like, she was like, how often do you ice bath? And he's like, every day. And she goes, fuck off. Yeah.
She's so full on. I actually really loved her again. I've turned.
I'm really liking her.
I don't really know what it is.
I'm just like, oh, she's actually fun to watch. And she's also, like, she absolutely steps wrong with the women, like, later in the night.
But no good.
During this date, I'm like, this is great.
She was really funny on that date. Yeah. Like, I liked her. She was just tearing him to pieces. And then the excuse to get out of there was like,
I need to feed my cats.
I was like, that's great.
When he says, I do a bit of breath work, she goes, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
She's just so repulsed. She didn't want to know it. Like, everything in her face was just so, like, ugh.
Now, have you ever done, like, a breathwork class or tutorial, that kind of thing?
No. I probably should. Mm-hmm. Have you?
Okay. So, not an official one. So, during lockdown,
yeah,
when I had to find things to do at home, I found this, attractive couple, this guy who was stunning and this woman. Probably terrible people in real life, but this YouTube channel called Breathe and Flow. Okay. And they're trying to, I think they try to convince me one of their names is Flo or something.
I was going to say that to you.
Yeah, I believe one of them. Vibe,
she's called Flo.
Yeah, but I can't imagine his name is Breathe either. But there's some, they're trying to convince one someone's Flo or something. Okay. Anyway, they sometimes do classes together and then he does one called Yoga for Men.
Oh.
Now, he gets very angry at people in the comments because people come on there being like, well, why can't women do this? And he's just like, it's just a more strength-based one. But then when he does the videos, he gets angry at the start of a few of them.
What?
And he just like is almost like replying to the comments of like,
oh, the hate. Oh,
like, yeah, yeah. As in like, this is just an advanced class. That's all the name means. And then like, then he'll go into the class and do like the hardest thing in the world. So people like are like falling over. No one's on screen, but it's just like, I'm at home. You're falling like, over, oh, being like, oh, he's really angry today. Like he's
like, I can't get on one leg. Yeah. How do I do this?
Exactly. But they sometimes do videos together. So she does more like breath work and kind of lighter stuff. And he does the yoga for men. Yeah. And then they come together and sometimes do stretching and breathing exercises.
Yes.
I never touched those videos. And then one day I was like,
I'm going to do it.
I'll do it. Kate, when I tell you, it was this weird thing of like blocking one nostril, breathing into a certain point, breathing it. And you like just follow the instructions, then close the other one and then hold it for whatever. The rush I got in my head at one point during it was like I was on drugs.
Yes.
It was insane.
Everyone says it's like a real high, this kind of like transcendent thing.
But I was just like scared. I was like, how the fuck did I just do that? Like sitting on the floor of my like studio apartment at the time. And I was just like, what?
How did I do that?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. I've never done it. Adrian's really into it though. Of course.
I'm not this guy. Like, I'm not going to do it all the time. Like,
but he gave his whole thing was like the wrong energy with all of that stuff. I was kind of like we kept calling himself like, I've got this little inner bitch that I've got to get out of me. Yeah. And I was like, no.
He was patty flare in my head going, switch the bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh no, no good.
You know, as soon as someone's like quoting like Joe Rogan for like life advice, you gotta get to stepping.
That's her next.
Like, but look, she played well.
She was good. It was a cute scene.
Sally, her scenes, I'm not touching down on.
See, I really like her, but I'm like, she's really nice.
Yes. I'm like, what are you doing here? You're so nice.
You're so nice. I think it's fantastic, all the things she's doing, but it's kind of like, oh, do we need her in this show? I don't know.
Although having said that, I did like her as like towards the end. We'll get to her. But like voice of reason to like some of the when gals she going was off on tangents.
Coming up in that dinner scene, I was like, I like this. Yes. Like keep more of this from you kind of. But I like her. She seems like a really nice lady.
She seems lovely. Stunning.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Chrissy's daughter auditioning in The Strand?
I like that they just made her trot up and down that top floor in the Strand.
It felt very early, like Australia's Next Top Model. You know, when they used to just like take you to random places and be like, go do this. Yeah, like,
they definitely went there on Australia's Next Top Model.
I feel like I've seen that scene before.
They're running up there. I loved it. And I loved like Chrissy, like when she was walking, when the daughter was walking and then Chrissy was like filming her from inside and she's trying to get a drink. She's like, I need a scotch.
Yeah.
Oh, I could watch her do anything.
She's great. And we got the first mention of a skinny bitch, finally. Yes, I thought they were gonna,
that was good.
I thought they were going to retcon, like, skinny bitch and be like, that was a first season thing. Yeah. And then she's like, I could do with the skinny bitch. Yeah. So I love that's back in the forefront. And for people, I think people always attribute skinny bitch to Victoria, which...
Yes.
Yes, she mentions it a lot. But if you go back and watch the first episode...
Who said it first?
Chrissy says it as they're walking into the pavilion.
Oh, okay.
As they're trotting in when they're doing like a little shot, then walking up, she goes, I can do with the skinny bitch. I'm like, Chrissy started it all.
She really did more. But yes, one.
Victoria did say this much lime. Fresh lime.
Oh, I miss her.
So, Caroline, I just had written down when she said, stupid is dangerous.
Oh, yeah. She's got some really good little, like, zingers, doesn't she? And I'm like, oh, where'd that come from? Where'd you pop that out of, girlfriend?
Caroline and Terry, when they're having, like, the chat about the previous thing. And they're,
loved it.
They're talking about how Nicole's going to do the dinner and, like, cook everything. She's like, oh, I don't cook. She's like, chop up all the vegetables, wash them. No.
She's like, oh. She's like, no. She's like, what do I just wish I had that little bewitched thing.
Yeah. And she just tickles
the nose. I was like, oh, Terry. I was like, you didn't have to do it. Don't worry about it, Terry. I just love that her, like, I will not be cooking. I will not be washing anything. No. Not for me.
I love that Nicole gets them out to Greenacre.
That was my favorite part. My second favorite part is when I think it was Terry, when they finally, like, when they get there, she goes, didn't even take that long.
Yeah.
I love that. And I also really liked the, like, pre-set up spice jars that then when they were making, like, Terry, like, I was like, that the production have set that up.
That isn't, you don't walk up to a random, like, it was just a single table on its own with these, like, open spice jars. It wasn't even a store. It was just like, girls, can you come smell?
Exactly.
Can you make Terry smell stuff and see how stupid she is about cooking?
She looks like, oh, what's that shimmering? I was about to say that. And her just, like, packing all the cucumbers. Like, I just was like, oh, I could just watch her flutter around.
They've literally just said, can you go over there and pack a bag? She's like, I don't this.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll just do this. But I actually did love all of this from Nicole and the Lebanese feast. The Lebanese is my favorite meal. So I was like, oh, get me to that dinner. It looked
The food looked, everything she had set up there. And she reminds you why she does her parties.
Yes.
She's an expert. That's what she did back over in London. That's why she was on Ladies of London, because she knows how to do an event.
Yes. She's great at an event.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like even though we had a full season of, like, Chrissy and Nicole, I feel like we've even got, like, more of them, like, already.
I agree. It's like, even, it's just nicer. I feel like I've seen more of Nicole.
Yes.
In two episodes or something.
That thing, which I, thank God they are, but I don't know if it just means scenes they couldn't use, but those, like, really quick scenes at the start where they're at a place with someone, but then you see none of it.
Yeah. It's just like done.
Yeah, it's just like, quick. It was like Sally sitting down with her sister in a park, and then it was like, oh, I haven't seen you in ages, and then nothing. And then it was
someone's with their daughter.
Spa, like Nicole with the daughter and the spa bar thing, and then like, oh, blah, blah, and then just like keeps moving. I'm like, okay, cool.
I like that because it's more like, this is like the gals living. This is what they do. Yeah, I like that.
You get like a little taster. What's her name? Kate, going over to Caroline's house before.
Oh, yes, and being like, when she was having to apologize for.
She was like, I was more offended than you were.
Yeah, Caroline's like, don't worry about it, doll. It's okay.
But then, obviously, the biggest thing bubbling away is Kate annoyed that Chrissy didn't know who she was.
Yeah, that's all she wanted to talk about. She was like, well, by the way, you better be backing me up now, because she clearly cannot
stand Chrissy.
And Chrissy. And it intensifies as the episode goes on. But she just can't. She can't stand it.
Her impression.
I was howling. I was like, no. Like, it sounded nothing like her.
No.
But she was so committed to it. I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah. Can you get that done? I've got to be at lunch in half an hour. She probably did.
She probably did.
She probably needs to be on a boat with Victoria and Maddie.
Yes. She's a busy gal.
Just look. You're going to be dealing with, I'm sure there's 1,000 Chrissies going through that Bondi vet. I don't know why Chrissy is the one that needs to be like, you're honing. Well, I guess you're filming a show with her. So.
Yeah. She's really in your face. Yeah.
Exactly. D attending Fashion Week. Lovely to see her being the 8th housewife on the show.
Yeah. I loved her. I really loved that scene with them and the mom. And I just kept thinking, oh, Chrissy's a really great mom. Mm.
She is.
She's a really, like, I know we're always like, she's a hoot. She's so funny. Mm. And she's, I was like, she's actually a really, it was nice to kind of see that side of her. She's a really nice mom and her relationship with her mom. I was like, that's what I think of Mina as well. When we're saying the show, it's like, it's really good.
I know.
I'm like, oh, it's actually really nice to see a bit more of that. Cause I don't feel like we ever got that.
No, you didn't get a moment to settle in a scene because like it was. Even though, and do you know what? And I love both. Like, yeah, totally. I also love that you couldn't sit Athena and Nicole down at a lunch for 2 seconds without Athena going, I can do what the fuck I want at 40, darling. Like, yes. Like two different energies.
Do you reckon she's watching?
No.
No.
I don't.
She says no, thank you.
I think Lisa's watching every frame.
100%.
Lisa's watching every frame, yeah. And so would Victoria.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
She'd say she's not watching it, but yeah, she would be.
She's, yeah, for sure.
And Maddie, sure. I think she'd just be supporting the girls.
Oh, she'd be the biggest fan of them all still. Yeah. But yeah, I loved the little bit of Fashion Week action. But yeah, it was a lot.
It was cute to see. Because the other thing as well, like Terry came in going, oh, I've known her daughter for years. Like, it was like great to see this. I'm like, oh, I actually believe, like,
I believe that they're actually friends. Like, I'm like, oh, that's actually really, really nice.
I did get worried when they said, Dee, can you take
take her home.
And then she's just like, I'm like, oh, have you had too many champagnes there, Dee?
I was like, there did a couple of little cheeses there.
A bit worried about that.
Yeah.
The party.
The party. I really liked the charcoal.
The barbecue. Oh, okay. Well, let's.
The electronic. All I kept thinking was Adrian will be like, this is terrible. Why aren't they just turning it? But I loved it.
Well, if you want to see someone turning a barbecue. No. So, Victoria Montana. So, what didn't make the episode, which was not on the episode, but Victoria has posted a picture from the episode that's accompanied with the video. That is, which I thought it was a video from the episode. It's not. And she must have written, EP2, Real Housewives of Sydney, has dropped and I'm taking barbecue appropriate fashion to another level. Slide to see proof that this is not a once-off. Shop my Arabian Nights look, and then has a link. Links don't work in captions anyway, so that's a bit hard. And then she has a bunch of feather emojis. So what she's posted is a video of her cooking a barbecue, and she's in a lovely dress and is wearing a American Indian headdress. Now, we've done this before. We've on Melbourne season 1.
Oh, my God.
Andrea and Lydia gifted Jackie and Ben a headdress back then. But that was
many years ago, I guess.
2013 or something like
that. Yes, when people...
When people
didn't have their shit together.
When people weren't online,
yes.
And...
Oh, and she's doubled down on it in the comments.
The issue is... People have obviously commented saying this is inappropriate.
Yes.
But then just has doubled down. And so then she's added to the caption, late edit. I've received some comments about it being inappropriate to wear this outfit as I barbecue, and it's a sign of disrespect. For the record, I love reading and learning about Native American cultures. It links back to my own personal love of feathers, which is why I have collected many of their headdresses and other artifacts over the years. Sometimes in life, people come from a good place, and we all need to give the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, God.
And then she's done the evil eye symbol and a kiss, and then kissy lips.
Just take it down. Don't double down on it. Just take it down.
And then
down.
People are commenting going, no, I don't think this is going to land the way you'd like. This is incredibly inappropriate and disrespectful. And then she's replying as well.
Stop.
It's like, not correct. Those who know me know I collect a lot of things from this culture generally.
Stop it.
Which
what?
Just
shut up.
Stop it.
stop now. No good. On any level, just all of it.
No.
End it.
Anyway, so good luck to her.
Best of luck to her.
To be honest, it probably won't even blow up.
That's the worst part.
It's going to be like a few comments and it's going to go away. Exactly. But at the end of the day, I watch Real Housewives because I'm watching women who not touching down.
No, they're not here with reality. She just had a little barbecue queen or whatever apron on that she gave it a pop on while she turned the sheesh over.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I would love to be at that party.
Yeah. the spread looked phenomenal.
It looked amazing. I was like, that looks too good. I'm in the sparkles from all the gals.
Oh, great. Alex Perry, of course.
Of course. I mentioned the flashback of the Miss Australia outfit. I was like, are we really doing this again?
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen that exact photo.
Yes.
In the first episode.
Oh, look enough. We know, Nicole. We know.
Oh. I enjoyed when Terry and Chrissy arrived and Chrissy just did a little run. She's like, I'm not going
to
be last.
I don't want to be last. Yeah. I'm pushing Terry to the side.
And then what was Caroline going to give her? What did she, the way, oh, a tongue pash that Chrissy kept.
Oh, not really. Yeah. She was like, oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know what to be doing that.
I'm not into that.
That's my tongue kissed you. Oh, no.
She looks stunning. I love that leather maroon thing she's wearing.
Oh, she looks beautiful. Stunning. She looks really good.
Do you say maroon or maroon?
I would say maroon.
Mm.
Well, I guess you would say maroon 5. Yeah, so we don't say maroon 5, do we?
I might just start saying Maroon 5.
Maroon 5. Yeah, let's start.
Not that Adam Levine's making any music anymore. But
another one. Do you say Adam Levine or Adam Levine?
I would say Levine.
See, I think I... Wait, Adam Levine. I say Levine. But okay. I've heard people say Levine.
Oh.
Sorry.
God. His Peter hand above the crotch was like a sexual awakening for me when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Not attracted to him one iota now, but back then I was like, ooh.
No, I used to love me some Maroon 5.
Did you?
Absolutely.
I think I was into like second album realm.
Not Songs About Jane. Remember that was the big album?
No, that one was not for me. I think I was like after that. And then when they went like really like...
pop?
Yeah, like Rocky Poppy kind of thing. I was like, sure. I was like into this. And then I dropped out after that. So
I was right into them. Fun fact, they actually formed... You know how I was a camp counselor?
Yes.
At my summer camp?
I love this story about you. Yep.
They, Maroon 5... formed at my summer camp when they were young children at the rock shop there. That's what the rock band part of my summer camp was called.
Were all independent of each other before coming to the camp.
Before coming to the camp, and they were formed there. That was the big claim, one of the many claims to fame at our summer camp.
And the summer camp was a theatre camp, yes?
Yes, predominantly a musical theatre and circus camp. Mm-hmm. French Woods. It's quite iconic.
Okay.
But as I like to say, French Woods. Many a famous people went there. Zoe Deschanel was a young
new
there.
Girl.
Ariana Grande. Who else was there? There's some really quiet, and they all friend. They're all these like kids from New York and from Miami,
right?
And all of them now are famous and
how good
and trotting around. I can't even think there's many more.
While you were there, did you see any rising stars?
I'm trying to think who's become famous from when I was there. Courtney Cox's kid was there. Coco. Right.
Yeah.
who else has become famous?
Parents like ring in and be like, what's happening with my child and stuff like that?
No, that was the best part. They never call. They drop those kids.
Oh yeah, because
they
don't want to think about them.
And I got the biggest like tip from one of them who's actually, oh my God, the worlds collide. This girl's parents.
Mm.
Her mum is really, really good friends with Ramona Singer.
Don't.
And I see her mum in the photos all the time.
Great.
All the time. And she gave me
the biggest
tip. And the proviso was like, do not let the kids call us. We're going to Greece for 3 months. Don't.
I love that. That
was the best because it was one of the only camps where you could get tips. It was the non-reality, that place, but amazing. Like, it was wild.
That type of woman paying you to say, do not call us, we're going to Greece, sounds like a dear friend of Ramona's. You know what I mean? Like, that is so
dear,
in that world.
Dear. She's got housewives energy, that woman.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
One day.
We'll see her.
One day.
Back at the dinner.
Mm.
Lovely chat about diversity on the runway.
Oh, that really... I felt physically ill when she said that. You could just... They all died.
Yeah.
They were all like, no.
No one even wanted to touch it.
No, that's what I could really think that no one wanted to say the wrong thing. Like, that she had clearly already started. I was like, oh, hun, you can't. You can't be saying that.
I weirdly thought Caroline would be a bit more, like, pro everything. She seemed a bit more like...
I think she'd be super open. Mm. But I feel like she's, from everything she then started to say, she's super, super conservative, really.
Yeah. But she's meant to be Miss, like, Burning Girl, where it's all, like, acceptance and love, but maybe just for hot people.
Yeah. She doesn't want to see any real bodies on that runway, does she?
But I did love her little confession where she's like, averageness does not need to be celebrated.
Yeah. Yes. I was like, oh. Crap. But it was like, why didn't you just say that? Like, we would have maybe, it landed.
Oh. And then Terry's like, they're not a clothes hanger. And
she's like, they are. And Terry was just like, oh no, doll, I'm trying to save you.
And then we saw our first, thank you to Sally for kind of steering it in a
I loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like she had a really good line. I'm going to like bungle now, but it was like, if you don't see who you, if you don't like see yourself out there, then how are you going to have be kind of empowered by that? And I was like, yeah, Sally, giving some wisdom.
And then we actually have, I think, the first hint of like something between Chrissy and Nicole.
Actually, that was good.
And I was just like, oh, this is the first time you guys have kind of tripped up with each other, because the whole conversation becomes about prepping your kids for the real world, letting them be on social media or not, that kind of thing. And then Chrissy just goes out of her way to mention that, I always get her.
Noelle.
Nicole's Noelle. Yeah, Noelle. Yeah. Saying that she's going out in the world. Media. Yeah. What's that?
Well, you were saying she wasn't on social media.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, she's not like, and she's going overseas and everyone's going to be talking to her. Is she prepared? That kind of thing.
That was like, I felt like, oh no.
I was like, no, you two are friends.
We're friends.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a bit, ooh.
Yeah.
But she has a point. Like, oh, what's she doing?
And then Caroline just comes in again and it's just like, just calling people fucking a bad mother.
That was bad. I was just like, no. And then and it just started to descend in the whole working mom versus non-working mom. And I was just like, no. What that was, what I found bizarre is that she and, was it her and Kate who had the opinion that if you had a job, you can't be a good mother?
Yeah, well, because Kate's experience was that her mum was like career minded and then didn't have time for her. So she was not a good mum, couldn't pack her lunch and stuff, which I did love that Chrissy said.
Yes.
I hate to think any parents would be called a terrible mum because lunch isn't squared and they miss school drop off.
Yes.
No, she was like, yes.
I was like, it's true. I just thought that was such a backwards way of, and for someone, and I get Kate's experience is obviously because she's lived it and she felt that wasn't, but I'm like, she's such a career focused person. What are you doing shitting on other people? Yeah. Oh, I just thought with that, ugh, no good.
Yeah. Well, clearly Chrissy and Kate are just going to hate each other the entire time anyway.
So. They cannot stand each other, the two of them.
One very big protest I have. How did we get two saxophones?
Oh my god, Dan!
Across two episodes.
How did the
I understand there was drums, but just bring the drums in.
But to see a saxophone in the next episode, I don't need to ever see a saxophone.
No, I never need to see a saxophone ever. I've seen two. In two episodes?
Yeah, why are they closing out every episode with a saxophone?
Insane.
I don't get it.
I feel like we have not seen the end of the saxophone either.
No, it's coming back. I think that's going to be like the final. There's going to be another party with a saxophone.
And it's going
to
come out.
Have they done like him a deal to do three parties or something?
Because possibly.
Why?
It wasn't the same guy. Yeah, because you've heard the sweet sounds of the man from prior one.
Exactly. No, that when I saw that, I was like, oh God, not again.
And then we get to talking about Kate's upcoming party and talking about bringing girls.
Oh, yes.
And now apparently Kate's a lesbian.
Oh, Chrissy. I was like, Chrissy, stop.
Do you want us to just bring girls?
Oh, when she kept saying that, I was like, oh, no. Kate just is like, I'll destroy you. I will destroy you.
And then Chrissy go, like when they're talking about her dating life, and she's like, how many would you run at one time? What's a safe number?
She's just trying to take it down. At every turn, and Kate, what was she saying? Then she was like, well, married people, they're just too.
Oh, they always have a fucking opinion.
I was like, oh my God, no.
They live vicariously and they all have a fucking opinion.
She's full on. But then that's what I found then, the ridiculousness. Her and Caroline just spent the past like 20 minutes shitting on like women and who want to have kids and can't work, like, that work and whatnot, then like they're just saying, oh, do you want to date someone? And then she had a problem with that. I was like, they've got an opinion just like you've got an opinion on everything else. But because it's not with you.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm done. I'm going to take you down. You terrible married women.
Yeah. And her at her confessional, she's like that somehow that I was fucking three guys at once.
Yes.
And she goes, in front of a girl who was dated around. Fuck off. She's just full bull with the horns, like, ah!
Every one of those confessionals, you're like, oh my God, what's she going to say next? And she just hits you with it. And you're like, oh shit.
I love it though. Out. She's good.
Oh, she's great, yeah. Actually. Like, I was so unsure of her in those first episode, and now I'm like, oh, you're really, really
great. A great
good.
Find.
Where do they find her? But she's great. Well, Bon Iver. Treating everyone's dogs. Mm. Oh God, that was good.
And then the preview for next week, it's her party on the boat.
I did actually like that when Caroline was like, I'll plan the party for you. And you could just see Kate.
The panic.
At first go, yeah. And then as you started to realize, like, oh no, I don't want a Burning Man party. I do not want a party that she would plan for me. And clearly she's got a party that she would never want, with the big feathers and the glitter on the head. I love it.
And then somehow we're talking about the lesbian rumors again in the preview. Even though Victoria rehearses her lines, I did enjoy the, but you do have a cat.
Oh, I thought the same thing. I was like, every other thing she says, I'm like, oh, it's so rehearsed. Yeah. But that was actually funny. I was like, oh, whoa, that was a good one.
Mm.
Yeah, far out. I think it's really good.
I'm enjoying it.
I really like it.
It's got a good, like, you kind of just sit with the women for, like, you know, the first bit of the episode. And then it gives you, like, the old Sydney where it's just like, here they are all at a dinner together. They'll say something stupid.
Yeah. Someone's going to attack someone and that will just let them, you know, unfold.
So... yeah, happy for my girls.
Happy.
So.
Who was your favorite of this episode?
Kate on the date. I just
that was great. That was actually.
Loved her on the date.
That was top tier housewife.
Yeah. But then also, just I think Chris is just so good at shit stirring.
Love
everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just enjoying her comments at a dinner or whatever. Because the fact that she even went at Nicole, I'm like, okay, this is great. You're just gonna.
That's what I. And because doesn't that just make you feel like, oh, that's who she is.
Yeah.
She is.
She'll say something inappropriate, fly off wherever, and not even think in the moment.
She's. That's so her. I think you would. What you see is what you get, and I really love that.
Mm. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, her. She's still her and Terry still again. Terry didn't even do that much this episode. And the little thing she says, I'm like, oh, you're a hoot doll.
Oh, she's great.
I love her.
Comedy queen.
But Chrissy was my fave.
Looks stunning as well.
Beautiful gal.
Stunning gal. All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back with what we're watching. And we're back with what we're watching. Now, we snuck in Salt Lake this week before we started recording, so we are actually up to date.
Dinner and a show,
literally. Big Boy Balls. Big Boy recommending Balls. Newtown. Not sponsoring this episode, but...
we take it.
Lovely.
So yummy.
Yummy. Monica and her mum.
Oh.
Cursed.
They're scary. Mm. There is something dark there with those two. Every time they come on screen, I'm like, oh, no, what are they going to do? And the mother just then speaking Portuguese to her, I was like, oh, no, this you've gone dark.
I just also felt like she was about to put a curse on her as well, because she kept going, like, deep.
And into her, like, kept speaking over her and was just so like, you don't do this here, don't do this here. I was like, something really bad's happened.
And then she just flips as well. Like, when after she's like having a go at Monica, like telling her to settle down, then she just like turns to the men at the table. She's like, yeah, I'll sit down with you boys.
She's like, hey, what are you boys talking about? I was like, oh no.
That whole thing just darks me out. And then it's like Monica taking her kids out and putting them in the car when they're having a good time. Like, it's just.
That was scares me. No good, that whole thing. And like her, I did love her though, when they'd had the fight, then she just went and like sat in the corner while everyone else was like dancing with the money,
throwing the money.
And Monica's just like, sitting in the corner, no one looking at her. Oh, that's bad.
They're on the wrong show. They probably should be on TV and as Lara on our Sexy Unique pod mentioned, which I screamed when I heard, because I was thinking exactly the same thing. They're from a TLC show.
They are. It's a different. It's not this. This is not Bravo. Mm. Like, you are not on the right show. There's demons there, and I just don't know what they are, but they're no good, those two.
No. I fear anytime LD is popping up on the screen. Yes. So she's,
LD.
Their poor grandma's miserable as well.
Yes.
She doesn't want to be there.
So miserable.
Send her back to Boston, was it? Or Chicago. Where was she from?
I can't even remember.
I can't remember. But, and Mary's son.
That whole scene, again, haunted him not telling her that he got married. It was the most awkward. And for a year.
Yeah, I thought this happened like last week or something.
I know. That relationship is off as well.
He's a strange son. He's something odd. Something wrong there.
Yeah, he's very odd. And odd.
Mary as well. Weirdly, because I don't think Mary gives you many emotions.
None.
But she actually seemed upset about the marriage. And she like almost started crying. And I was just like, what's happening here?
It was weird to see her show emotion.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't even understand it. Because I think, did she at first maybe think it was a joke? And then when it was actually real, she was like, oh my God.
A year ago when she saw them running out of the house in nice outfits.
I loved that. She was like, that was at like a pace.
They
they were running. I was like, Mary, no. Why is she can afford to host a stunning wedding? Why didn't they want to be wedding at the church or in all of that?
Oh, yeah, at the church. She could have officiated with all the people screaming how much they love Mary.
It doesn't make sense.
Show us inside the church as well. I need to see how that cohort is going.
I want
to
know.
I want to see the people screaming after Mary. That episode where Jen was just sitting in there where all the women were like screaming at her going, I love you. It was so good.
And Jen's like, oh my gosh, where am I?
I miss that. What do you think with what's to come? What do you think the drama is? Like, do you think Meredith has actually come for, like, Monica's throat in some way?
She has to have. All I'm picturing right now is Meredith in that bed, the little final shot of that trailer.
With the drip going.
The drip going. Why? She has to be coming for her. She's either got, like, another sort of rumor.
Yep.
I'm not sure what it is. You were sort of saying you had a theory. Because I'm not sure. I'm like, there's something, but I don't know what.
My theory that I wish was true, which is absolutely not going to happen, is that Meredith Marks has called up Jen Shah or visited her in prison. Yes. And it's like, tell me about this Monica gal. And then has gotten something really bad about her. Yeah. And then has told the women. Or, which I think is probably more realistic, she's finally put her lawyer hat on again. And has gone and done a dig and is like, okay, and I've got this on her.
I reckon it's the latter. That sounds...
No, Jen Shah.
Wouldn't you love if they do, like in all those crime documentaries, and they just have the set, like, the person's voice from the recording from, the phone, and then we get the outside shot of the prison.
You hear Elizabeth Holmes in the background. Yeah.
They're not sorry. I would love it to be that, but I think that's number two. The lawyer's back. She's she's had her IV drip and she's ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, Meredith.
I hope she's well. Also, just very quickly, Whitney taking Justin out to lunch to blame him for almost letting the house burn down, even though it sounds like she did it.
She definitely did. He was confused. He was like, what? So
he couldn't turn the bacon. The fire alarm's going off. It sounds like you left the kitchen while something was cooking that almost caused a fire. And you're like, oh, Justin couldn't get off his phone.
Yeah, she's like, how dare you? How dare you let me burn down my own house?
Oh, well, she needs a storyline, so I guess maybe burnt down house is...
Does she, the poor thing? No. Yeah. She looks great. I'm loving her hair, by the way. I just think she looks really good.
Yeah.
The hair extensions have finally kind of got their act together.
And for anyone with a Spotify premium subscription, Bad Mormon is now available for free via audiobook. So I've added it to a list of an ever-growing list of, like, you should listen to this.
Yeah.
Got Jeanette McCurdy on there as well, because I never...
I haven't done that, but is that free now?
Yes, because if you've got premium, it's like on there. Yes. There's like a good selection. It's not like, I thought it was going to be like Alice in Wonderland. Like, you know what I mean?
Really,
like, I thought like it was going to be old shit, but there's quite a good.
Oh, I'm going to listen to that. Yeah, so I really want to listen to that one. That's that's a haunted mother-daughter relationship. Yeah.
But especially any that are just like celebrity ones. If you can hear them in your head, like, because I don't really need to go out buying all those.
No, I'm the same.
Hopefully there's a Kris Jenner one on there. That'd be good.
Oh, that would be
love to hear Mama Jo talk.
I'd listen to her as I go to sleep. Yeah. I'd love that.
Soothing sounds of Kris Jenner. Quickly on Roni. It's come to an end. Season finale this week. How do you feel at the end?
I think I actually loved that argument between them all. I finally...
About Uber's relationship. Uber's
relationship with the... That Sai had told the girls, but like the whole debate of it, it was like on or off camera.
Yes.
And it's, they clearly got her drunk and she told them everything about it. But I really do... I like Sai's painful, but I loved that she doubled down and was like, Bryn, you've done, like, it was Bryn's fault for this. It was like, no. You've told them. You told Aaron and Bryn, but somehow she's absolved of that. It was like, Bryn is terrible telling.
Oh, yeah. She was just trying to, I think her thing, which.
And not on camera.
No. What she was trying to push was that she never said he was from Connecticut on camera. Which
exactly. It's ridiculous.
And she was trying to trip her up on that. I'm like, but that's when Bryn, she didn't give a shit about the Connecticut thing. She just goes, she was like, you said it on camera. And then Sai was like, I didn't fucking say, but what she was talking about was Connecticut.
I'm sorry, that dude doesn't matter. It doesn't narrow the guy down. Yeah. Like,
you said to Erin, she's dating someone.
Yeah.
And then you've all gone out, got pissed and talked about the actual man, and then it's come
back. Oh, totally. Yeah. But like the Jessel of it all, she's going to come back like maniacal next season. She
held herself so
amazingly
well.
Yeah. I loved her walking into that party and just really not even talking to them.
She was going, hi. And then just like, yeah, okay.
Love that. That
pissed off Erin so much.
It was killing Erin, killing her. I'm sure they all died. Have you seen the Jessel's Rolling Stone spread?
She looks phenomenal. She's
amazing. Yeah. Okay.
And then Erin being reduced to be called a Trumpo.
That's so, so the bad. New
season had Jenna Lyons, a Trumper.
Oh.
But it was Jessel Tank Show.
Oh, she would hate that. It actually has become Jessel Tank Show. On Jessel, I saw a TikTok that you'll appreciate that was saying that this girl was like, I've been trying to put my finger on it all season, thinking, who does Parvat like remind me of? His mannerisms, like the way he speaks. And this girl says, Ray from Girls.
Don't. Yes. And it is. Because I'm rewatching Girls
at the moment. Yes, I was like, this is actually perfect for you.
He kind of speaks out the side of his mouth as well. Yeah, I was like, shit.
He is Ray. And it's just like somehow got caught up in this world with these girls.
Mm.
And it's like, you're all ridiculous. Doesn't care how he speaks to those women. Just when he was calling them bipolar and a bitch. And I was like, oh,
I do think, he needed to backtrack on the bitch stuff, but he just doubled down. Like, confessional. I was like, stop it.
I was like, no, get out of the drama. But those two are going to come. That's all I kept thinking is next season, those two are going to be like on fire because they're the favorites.
Yeah. They're probably going to probably turn terribly. It'll probably be like the Heather effect where it's like you become like the unknown hero. They'll come in being terrible.
That's all I keep thinking is that is going to be those two next season. Yeah.
What would you do for next season?
I would.
I don't think Jenna's not coming back, is she? Like she doesn't have any interest in that show.
Yeah. I would keep. I think Jenna is going. I would keep them all and add in a new girl.
Okay.
I wouldn't change them. I'm a fan of, like, actually give them a go.
Yes, because you can't keep chopping and changing.
No.
But then I'm still also of the mindset where I'm just like, yes, throw them in with the old girls.
Oh yes.
Yeah, just like carve it and go. Like,
oh my god, can you imagine all of them? That would be whiplash. Like,
it would be
seeing them all together, and it's like that's like Hunger Games because they'd all be trying to eat each other alive. Yeah. And you'd be like,
yeah.
All I can see is like, all I have this vision of is, remember there was that party? I kind of remember what season. And Sonia's like standing and stomping on like glass. Oh, yeah.
It was Ramona's 60th?
Yeah. That's what I imagine it to be, but all of them kind of fighting for attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like to see it.
I'd love to see it.
Let's see how Ultimate Girls Trip goes and see if anyone settled down. Because I think if you ever put them in a situation with a Dorinda type, she'd take them to the Berkshires and she'd stab them all. And it'd become like a real murder mystery night. Who killed Bryn?
Oh, my God. Oh, please
don't. Did you see Tinsley's just getting married to some random
girl? What? No?
She So she posted, like, day before the big day, she has found some man who already has, like, 3 younger children. What? And they're, like, getting married.
No.
And that's this so has been bizarre. In the dark, and I think they're getting married, like, any day now.
I didn't know she had a partner. No,
but this just popped up, and she, like, posted a picture with him, but put, like, emojis oh God, over the kid's head, and she's, like, this. Ready to go. So she got her, well, hopefully, she another happy ending. She got engaged, oh, and that didn't work out.
Oh, no, but. I didn't. With okay. Scott, the coupon king yeah. guy. That was bad.
Kate, I just want to circle back to yeah. Salt Lake, because there was a moment during Salt Lake where they were admiring Angie K's nails. And then I asked you, yes. oh, how are your nails going? Because you're a bit of a nail girl. A
total nail girl. Do a little
ASMR on the There we go. That's, oh, my God. That's I've Kate's always nails.
Wanted to do that. I'm like, because I actually watch heaps of ASMR.
Do you?
Oh, my God. I love it. But oh. it's mainly girls like me with nails. They're like, hi. And they go... And they do, and but then they talk about the dumbest things. They're like, yep. hey, so then I went down to the post office, and then I picked up a package, and then and it cracks me up, and I can't stop watching it. But yes, I am a total nail girly.
But tell me, so when I said, oh, how are they? And I said, oh, that looks good, very like Grecian goddess. Mm. And then tell me how you got to those nails.
Yes, so then... The way I got to those nails is so I normally I have a full Pinterest.
Yeah.
I have a whole idea, so I spend the whole month thinking about what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was sitting on the bus about to get off at the nail place with an idea of what my nail's going to be, and then I peered over to a man sitting in front of me on the bus, and he had the most incredible nails.
How old was this man?
I reckon like 20, no, young, a young yeah. man, like 25 maybe.
Sure.
And then I just leant over him and he looked terrified.
As you would be on the bus. Yep.
Yeah. And then I said, you have amazing nails. And then I said, and he was like, oh, thank you. And then I said, can I take a photo of them? I need to see if I've still got the photo for you. I'll show it to you after. And I took a photo of him on the bus. And then we got off at the same spot and I was like, thank you. And then I walked straight into my nail place and I sat down and they're like, what do you want today? And I was like, I've just taken, and then I said to my nail tech, I just took a photo of a guy on the bus and I want that. And she was like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, I want them exactly like this, but better. Because I'll find the photo and yeah. like they're okay, but mm-hmm. you'll definitely see like mm-hmm. these are the better these no, ones I've great. Got on are definitely the better version.
Great.
But yeah, so inspiration can come from anywhere, even
phenomenal
a bus in Glebe.
Yeah. oh no, that poor man just like trying to go about his day, and you're just like over the shoulder being like, love your nails.
The fright of his life, me like getting my phone out, can I take a photo of you? It's like, oh my God, what is wrong with you?
He's gone home to his friends. It's like, totally. So there was this crackhead on yes! the bus.
That's all I get thinking is, oh, I'm the crazy in this part.
Well, they look great. Thank so you so much. You've won at the end yeah, of the day. Yeah,
they want to, then God.
Also, very quickly, Real Housewives, no, not Real Housewives, no. Real Housewives of Southern Charm. Of Charleston. Yeah. Southern Charm.
It's so good.
It's because it comes out on a Friday, I usually don't watch it Friday night. It's like, it's a Saturday morning thing for me.
Yeah.
And God, it is a warm hug.
It's so good. I like am excited to watch it. Yeah. I don't feel that for many shows at the moment.
Paige.
Love her.
It's so, and her reactions this entire, like this she's most, perfect. This latest episode, so good. And the way she speaks to the man is phenomenal.
Amazing. She's better on Southern Charm yes. than she's been in most recent
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. And Craig loves her. When she's worships. Speaking shit at them, you see him and he's smiling yes. ear to ear and he's like, I love this woman. Yes. She's so funny. And I'm like, she is.
I loved her like in the kitchen.
Yep.
Being like, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to listen.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like she's like us. Like, yeah. she's a, like a yeah, fan she's a viewer. Of the chaos. Yeah. And he's just like, I need to hear what they are saying because you people are insane.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a mess. That talking about an iconic dinner party when they were all eating whatever shepherd killed.
Sure.
I can't even think.
Pheasant?
Yeah. Oh, and Olivia. And, oh, I just... That Austin is a mess.
He's terrible.
And that Taylor, she's no good as well. Why did they do that?
Yes, Taylor's... The way I change between Taylor and Olivia, not knowing their name. So Austin hooked up with Taylor.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all come to light. That conversation between Madison and Patricia, where we find out that Taylor's apparently been sending, like, nudes to Whitney and being like, what did you say? Come one, come all?
Yes. Miss Patricia was...
She burnt the shit.
Dragging her. I so loved how, like, Whitney was like, not Whitney. What's her name?
Madison.
I was like, Morgan? No. Madison was like, I didn't realize that Patricia and Whitney had such a close relationship. Yeah.
Showing his mum nudes.
No good. Oh, I love it. I could just watch all of them forever.
And it's even like, I love when they introduce little side characters because they're just kind of odd people. Like JT scares the shit out of me.
He's intense, that guy. That guy.
The mother relationship is weird.
No good. He's got demons, that guy. And it's like really, and really intense.
And he will be showing them. I think he's got a bit of a short man syndrome. And so he's going to have that like that. Intensity.
Because he's kind of actually maybe one of the main reasons behind the reason that this all came out, because he was the one flagging.
And he could see something Austin was up.
And why was she sleeping over and this and that? So I was like, oh no, he's
stirring the pot
in a really good way. I love it.
Yeah, great. If you're not watching, watch. You've got seven, 8 seasons to catch up on.
Oh, it's a perfect
start
watch.
From the beginning.
Oh, that first season when it ends with Catherine.
I hope Catherine's well.
Oh, I hope she's well.
Anything else, Kate? Anything outside of the reality world?
I've actually, to be honest, really not been watching any shows at the moment. I've been doing lots of rewatching of random like early 2000s movies.
Crap.
I've just watched one of my all-time favorites on the weekend, Center Stage, because it's constantly on my TikTok at the moment. People dancing to the songs and being like millennials when they hear this song. And it's like, that, you know the song, do you know the movie Center Stage that well?
I do. I was about to say, is that the one where they like they break their feet and stuff in there, don't they, to get into the ballet shoes? I remember that scene. I was just like, oh.
The American Ballet. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. And there's, basically there's all this iconic music and the whole soundtrack is like Jamiroquai as well, who I also love. But yeah, so I've kind of been in that world. So yeah, I recommend a rewatch of Center Stage because it still slaps.
Great.
What about you?
Not watching related, but Something to Give Each Other. Troye Sivan's new album.
Love.
Slaps.
Slaps, baby.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying that.
Love him.
Great. I love this era, the music videos, all that. I've always like enjoyed singles and and when I've heard the albums, I'm like, yeah. And this one, I'm just like, yeah, I'm here for it.
Totally. So, I feel like every song is really good. I like the choreo. I'm liking every, the videos.
I'm also now following the choreographer from his music videos because I think he's quite hot. So I'm just like, I'm on that train now as
the
well.
The videos are so good.
Stunning.
Love him.
So here I am for Troye. Yes. And House of Villains has launched on Hayu as well. If you want to see some Jax Taylor, Johnny Bananas, Tiffany Pollard, Omarosa. Omarosa is great. She's insane. So it's a good fun watch. It's a stupid format. Like it's so dumb.
Is it like a game?
They do like challenges and then there's like a head villain of the week. Like, and they choose someone up to go up for elimination. It's stupid anyway. But Omarosa is doing really well. Yeah, so great. Joel McHale hosts.
What?
Yeah, it's a very...
Is he still clinging on to E? Remember that show, The Soup?
Well, he's not hosting The Soup anymore, but he's definitely there.
God, I used to love... Why did I like that show?
One extra announcement today that happened. So Seven had their upfronts.
Yeah.
They've announced new show.
What?
Made in Bondo.
Shut up.
So Made in Chelsea. Like it's the same... Same everything. So it's just Made In and it's the franchise now, but Made in Bondi.
Bondi.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. So that's coming. That's a coming for you. Can't wait.
Wow. Bring it on.
I just don't know how Australians will go with that format because it is so scripted, so put on. And after the Shire years ago, people did not like that. Did not like that format. Fantastic show,
it's like you need to be at ease with the awkwardness.
Yeah,
that's if you accept the awkwardness of it. Like those,
you suspend belief.
Yeah, and it's all just these like poorly acted scenes with super hot people.
Yeah,
that's funny.
So get ready for that.
Oh my god. Year.
Can't wait. Order 100 seasons. I will be watching. I'm sure we're due for another Made in Chelsea because that feels it's been off the air for like 2 weeks, so I must have to another one in the bag.
See, I haven't watched the new. I used to be those early seasons.
Great.
Big fan, like a big fan of the Spence. Like, I really love him. Spencer now and his wife, Vogue.
He had to leave the show because they were like linked to the royal family. Insane.
Yes. His brother is such married a good character. Pippa Middleton. Yeah. Yes.
What a world.
Love him. And Jamie
and
his wife. I like their podcast.
Don't, Kate.
Newlyweds or whatever it's called. They're funny.
Okay.
They're
Jamie funny. Is funny. Yeah. So I'll give him that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kate, where can people find you?
On Instagram, I'm at Katie Cam.
And I'm at Dantel Morrison on Twitter or at Gasbagging on TikTok and Instagram. Did I say Instagram twice?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's just keep moving with that. Are Katie getting renewed or cancelled this week?
Renewed. I feel really good about myself this week for
no particular reason. It's coming from the heart.
It is. What about you?
Cancelled today. Today was reckless. I feel like there was just too much going on. I feel like I was pulled in a million different directions, but I'm going to go into tomorrow with like renewed energy.
Renewed energy. I like that.
Yeah. Very good. Let's see. I'll see where I get next week.
Yeah.
No, I'm here like full cancellation next week. She's done. She's out.
She's done.
Okay. Thank you again and farewell.
Farewell.